Clutch Park in Glendale, along the Milwaukee River, is not one of Milwaukee's largest green spaces, but it's a picturesque and popular one. The main attraction? The park's dam that looks more like a gentle waterfall than a barrier. But the structure is too high for some fish in spawning mode to jump the dam. Tuesday, a crowd celebrated the completion of the more than $2 million fish passage that could solve that problem. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
Last year, crews moved earth and placed huge rocks to create the fish passage at Clutch Park. They carved out a series of riffles and pools so fish can swim around rather than jump over the dam. As construction was underway, Max Kinstler missed a cherished pastime.
I didn't get a chance to fish out here much last season because of all of the stuff that was going on, but I had kept a close eye on it because I'm very interested in this spot.
Tuesday morning, the fish passage complete, Kinstler cast his line into a sparkling Milwaukee River.
I'll fish the river pretty much any time that there's not ice over it.
In the fall, he especially enjoys salmon spawning season. So Kinstler says if the passage
helps the salmon get further upstream, I'd love to see that.
Kinstler describes himself as a dedicated catch and release guy.
Truthfully, sometimes I don't even really want to catch fish. I just want to experience nature. To me, it's you know, one of my happy places.
Salmon are Kinstler's passion, but another species stands to benefit from the passage, lake sturgeon. The giant prehistoric-looking fish was once plentiful in Lake Michigan and the Milwaukee River system, but its numbers plummeted due to overfishing and pollution. Now lake sturgeon numbers are rising thanks to years of restoration efforts. Sturgeon are not jumpers, so being able to swim around Clutch Dam will offer them access to miles of the Milwaukee upstream, its tributaries and wetlands. That means more healthy spawning opportunities. Tom Brzezinski was part of the crowd enjoying the Clutch celebration.
It's really something to see fish, you know, mature fish now coming back to the river after all these years.
A longtime DNR fisheries technician, now retired, Brzezinski was part of the team that helped build up the lake sturgeon population. The work started 21 years ago.
2006 started the effort with these streamside rearing facilities, which really was a wonderful thing because it not only allowed fish to be raised on Milwaukee River water, but we were able to work with this tremendous group of volunteers at River Edge.
River Edge Nature Center, that is, located upstream in Saukville. Mary Hollebeck is citizen science manager there.
In fact, they're there right now, working with our little tiny fingerlings. Oh, I'd say about 6,000 of them at this point. And they will continue to grow in the streamside rearing facility until they're released in the fall.
The Clutch Passage will be followed by additional work in the park, helping more people to enjoy the river. That's according to Sarah Toomson, principal landscape architect and assistant director of planning with Milwaukee County Parks.
We're hoping to follow up this project immediately with a design for an improved overlook on the west bank of the dam. And that will include ADA access to the river as well as portage around the dam and the fishway so that paddlers have a safe way to get around Clutch Dam.
Toomson says planning will also lay out how to care for and maintain the fish passage.
But we're so pleased to see it already being used by different fish species.
Mark Denning closed the official celebration. An enrolled member of the Oneida Tribe of Wisconsin, Denning addressed the crowd in the language of his people, the sound of water rushing behind his words.
There was a time in this, the history of this place, when that was one of the only languages that was spoken. There would be multiple migrations that would happen in order. And what I want to share with you is I am a part of that order in my plan is sturgeon plan.
Denning described the work in Clutch Park as a sign of healing.
And with each removal, with each fish passage, our communities can be stronger. And when I say our communities, I mean those of our natural relatives, not just humans. The we is beyond you just standing here. The we is a dad and a mom and a grandma and a granddaughter who come here outside of your view to connect with this natural world and to remind themselves that justice does live and our creation does have a face and they can see it here and be bettered for it.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Support.
Report for Environmental Reporting is provided in part by Brico Fund.